The Gemara in Daf Daalam Beis discusses the Isra of Katlanis. Basically, if a woman is married to to Reuven, and then Reuven dies, and she gets married to Shimon, and Shimon dies, so now she's not allowed to get married to Levi, or whether it's the third husband or the fourth husband, because of the, we say that she's Muchsuk, that her husbands will die. That is what's known as the Isra of Katlanis. Once her husband's died, two times or three times, she's Muchsuk, she's Balei, and she can't get married a third or fourth time. There's a shayla l'acharonim, shayla l'paiskim, whether this applies b'makim yibum as well. If let's say she's not in a fellas of yibum the third time, do we say that she can't get married because she's a katlanis and it's a sakana, maybe the third husband will die? Or do we say that no, maybe yibum is different, yibum is a mitzvah, and b'makim mitzvah we say shemer mitzvah le'yeda davara, the mitzvah will protect him, and therefore b'makim mitzvah yibum, we're not concerned with the sakana of katlanis. Is this the machlokes ha'paiskim? The Nei Behuda says that it would be mutter to be miyabim because of Shem and Mitzvah Yedah Davara. Others are chalik and say that even b'makim yibum, there's still going to be an iser of katlanus. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph has an arichus about this, and he brings a raya from Mefesh Psukim that even b'makim yibum, there would be an iser of katlanus, and that's from the Ma'is of Yehuda and Tamar, and Parshas Vayeshev, and Breishas Perek Lamed Ches, starting from Pasuk Vav. So it says that, Yehuda had three children. He had Er, Einan, and Shelah. Er got married to Tamar, and then Er died. So Hashem says, "Bei Miser Hashem." Then he said, then Tamar went and she married his brother Einan, and then it says, "Ve'yamas Gamai." So Einan also died. And this is so this is referred to as Yibum. The pasuk says that was a Maisa of Yibum. Whatever happened over there with the brothers, and then when she wanted to get married to the third brother. So it says, "Vayomer Yehuda l'Samar kalasa shvi amana beis avich ad yigdal shela bani kiyomer pen yomas gam hu ke'echav." So he said, "Don't get married now because he was afraid that Shela would die as well." Rashi says that she was already muchzik that her husbands would die, and the Ramban speaks up a fair. This is based on the dinner sugya of Katlanis. She already killed two husbands, and he didn't want to kill a third one, and therefore he said, "Wait till he gets older." So the Pasha says, Zakta Chacham Tzvi, that you have an issue of Katlanis over here, even though it's B'makim, it's a Siyibim. This is what the Torah calls a Siyibim. And yet, we're concerned with Katlanis. We see that even B'makim, it's a Siyibim, there would be an Isser of Katlanis. So the question is, what do the other Pesachim do with this? Those who understand that there's no Isser Katlanis, B'makim, Yibim, how do they understand these Pesachim over here? And I was thinking that perhaps it could be Miyash of this Alpiyagalik and Hezra from the Biskarov. The Biskarov is bothered. He says, "Mimanafshach, if Yehuda was concerned with Katanis, then why does he say, wait, Shvi Almana Beis Avich, Ad Yigdal Shela Benit, till Shela grows up?" It sounds like once Shela grows up, then he will be able to marry him. She will be able to marry him. Now, if there's an issue of Katanis, then even when he gets older, it should be an issue of Katanis. If he's not worried about Katanis, then even the Katnusai, it should not be a problem. So what does he mean to say, that wait till he gets older and then he can marry him? What's the pshat? So the Briskov says that the pshat is like this, that really a Yavam Katan Haval, Yavam Gadayla, is a Kinyan. There is a Kinyan of Yivam, the Kinyan is Chal. But even though the Kinyan of Yivam is Chal, and it is Chal, the Kinyan of Yivam, but the Mitzvah of Yivam wasn't a Kain, being that he's a Katan, he does not have the Mitzvah of Yivam. So you have the Chalais Kinyan of Yivam without the Mitzvah. So as the Briskov, Yehuda didn't want him her to marry Shela when he was a katan, because yeah, you can have the kingdom, you remember, there's no mitzvah. Then fakert, there's an issue of katanis because there's no shem mitzvah yidah davarav. So he said, wait till he gets older. When he's older, he'll have the mitzvah yibim as well, and the mitzvah yibim will protect him. And now there no longer will be a problem of shem mitzvah yidah davarav. So lefi the havana the briskarav, then fakert. Not only is it not a raya that there's no iser katanis makim yibim, but it's a raya fakert. It's a raya that it's a raya that there is no iser katanis makim yibim, because Yehuda was good for saying, don't do it now when there's no mitzvah. Wait till you get older when you have a mitzvah. Once you have a mitzvah, then there will be no problem because of the concept of shem mitzvah yidah davara. So I think this would be a raya, if anything, to those shitas. Problem is, from Rashi, it's not so much like the Biskarav. Rashi says he was Deicha Esa Bekash. He never really meant to marry off when he was older. But from the Pasha Subsukim, that's Masha, that he wouldn't marry off, then the Fida Biskarav would be a Raya, the B'makim Yibum. There is no issue of Shem Mitzvah Yedah Davara. Just want to be Messiah with Stam Ha'ara and the Etzim Svar of Shem Mitzvah Yedah Davara being Matir, the Isra Katlanis. If we say that because it's a mitzvah yibum, there's no sakan of katlanis, then what about Mila? It's mavur in the sugya that by Mila also there's a issue of katlanis. If she's muchzik, the kids are muchzik to die, so you don't do Mila, even though Mila is a mitzvah as well. So why don't we say that the mitzvah Mila will protect? And b'makim mitzvah Mila, we say shemer mitzvah yidah davaran. There's no issue of huchsak that the babies will die. So it's lachar mavur from the Gemara that we don't say that, and even b'makom mitzvah there's still going to be an issue if you're huchsak to be a chashash sakana. Really, from kiddushin itself, every time we get married, there's a mitzvah of kiddushin according to some rishonim, and yet we find an issur katlanis. So it seems to be that a mitzvah does not protect you from the issur of katlanis. So the question is, what's the chiluk between the mitzvah of milah and the mitzvah of kiddushin, and the mitzvah of yibum? Then, when it comes to yibum, we do say shem mitzvah le'yidah davarah.